哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah, good morning to all the brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上用主耶稣所说的一段比喻来做我们彼此学习的内容。
This morning we would like to use a parable spoken by Jesus as a mutual encouragement.
在主耶稣在世上传道的时候
，During the time that Jesus was in this world preaching,
主耶稣到处宣传福音，用了许多的比喻。
Jesus preached the gospel and used many parables.
为什么要用比喻呢
？Why does he use parables?
主耶稣说用比喻就是要让你们能够明白。
Jesus said.To use parables, it is for you to understand.
但是只让你们明白。
But it is just for you to understand.
却不让其他的人知道啊。
But not for all the people.
这是什么意思呢
？And what does this mean?
就是这个比喻是给用心的人才能明白。
This means that parables are for those who use heart to try to understand.
对其他的人可能只是一个故事。
To other people, it might just seem like a story.
但对那个追求信仰、认识耶稣的人。
But to those who pursue their faith and know Jesus Christ.
每一个比喻就是一场耶稣基督的布道。
Then everyparable is like a sermon given by Jesus Christ.
主耶稣讲了很多的比喻。
And Jesus spoke many parables.
其中最有名的一个比喻在马太福音的第十三章。
And one of the most famous parables is in Matthew chapter 13.
我们请翻到马太福音的第十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章的第一节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 1.
马太福音十三章第一节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 1.
他说当那一天耶稣从房子里出来坐在海边第二节。
Verse 2.
有许多人到他那里聚集他只得上船坐下众人都站在岸上第三节。
Verse 3.
他用比喻对他们讲许多的道理说有一个撒种的出去撒种第四节。
Verse 4.
撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了第五节。
Verse 5.
有落在土浅石头地上的土迹不深发芽最快第六节。
Verse 6.
日头出来一晒因为没有根就枯干了第七节。
7.
有落在荆棘里的荆棘长起来把它挤住了第四节第八节。
Verse 8.
又有落在好土里的就结实有一百倍有六十倍有三十倍第九节他说有耳可听的就应当听啊在耶稣所说的众多的比喻当中
And here, out of the many parables that Jesus spoke,
最让人熟悉最让人常常提到的可能就是这撒种的比喻啦
The one that most people recognize and most experience is this parable of the sower
因为在这个比喻当中叙述了一个人在面对信仰或可能出现的种种的反应
Because this parable talks about the phases a person will go through in their faith
当一个人有机会接触道理
And once a person has a chance to know the truth
但是却没有机会最终可以成功
But in the end they are not successful
在这里主耶稣告诉我们有几个原因跟几个可能
And here Jesus Christ tells us there's a few reasons, a few possibilities
第一个这里讲到说撒的时候落在路旁飞鸟就把它拿走了
And here the first possibility is that some fell on the sideway and the birds devoured them
所以这样子的人虽然有机会听到福音
And this is the type of people who have the chance to listen to the gospel
却不重视却不在意却与他毫无关系。
But they don't value it, they don't understand it, they think there's nothing to do with them.
所以种子虽然撒下去，却不发芽，不生根。
Therefore, even though the seed has been sowed, it does not take root.
虽然有听见道理，道理却与他毫无相关。
Even though they have heard the truth, they think that it has nothing to do with them.
通常这一段跟我们没有太大的关系。
And usually this doesn't have much to do with us.
因为我们都已经坐在这里了。
Because we are all sitting here.
我们都已经听到道理了。
We've already heard the truth.
我们都已经为人生的道路做下选择了
We've already made a choice in our direction of life.
所以我们的种子都已经扎入土中
Therefore our seed has already become rooted.
所以通常第一个状况失败的原因跟我们关系不大
Therefore the first failure has not much to do with us.
第二个这里讲到说有落在浅土堆当中的
And the second one says some fell in the stony places.
虽然呢、这个种撒下去有土
And although there is some soil,
但是因为土很少，土很浅
But because the soil is not much,
所以没有办法扎根，信仰只有浮在表面。
Therefore, they were not able to be rooted, and their faith was just on the surface.
这里讲说太阳出来一晒就枯干就死掉了。
Therefore, when the sun came out, it scorched and it just withered away.
这个讲到的是什么样的信徒
？And what kind of members are these talking about?
讲到说一个人听到道理来到教会。
It talks about a person who hears the truth and comes to church. church.
啊，好像非常喜爱道理，但是却不愿意花时间花功夫学习。
It seems as if they really love the truth, but they don't use much work and much effort to learn it.
啊，好像喜欢来教会，却是交到很多朋友，啊，却没有在祷告上扎根。
It seems that they really like coming to church, but they don't have much of friends who pray with them.
啊，有没有这样的信徒？有，这样的信徒就有啦。
Are there these type of members? There are many.
啊，有没有在我们当中可能我们就是这样子的人。
Are there any among us, and it could be that one of that we could be one of this?
啊，所以啊，在希伯来书里面告诉我们啦。
So in the book of Hebrews it tells us.
他说啊，有的人啊，长久学道却赶不上，听不懂。
And some people learn the truth for a long time, but they don't understand.
啊，保罗说啊，有的人啊，信主多年却完全不懂道理啊。
Paul says that many people believe and the truth for a long time, but they don't understand it.
哎，有时候我们有一种错误的想法。
Many times we have this wrong concept.
啊，我只要有来教会啊。
That as long as I come to church.
啊，我只要不要犯死罪啊。
As long as I don't commit the death sins.
我就这样子一天过一天，一日混一日，就要混过我一生啊。
I can just live life day by day and just pass through.
啊，反正我不要犯严重的罪，反正我不要离开教会，我就会得救。
As long as I don't commit the severe sins and don't leave church, I'm okay and I will be safe.
真的是这个样子吗
？Is this the truth?
他说，如果信仰只有砸在前土当中啊。
If your faith is only rooted in just the soil,
啊，好像有信仰，好像认识神。
As if you have faith and you know God,
啊，好像有聚会，好像会祷告。
Seems like you come to church and you pray.
啊，但是啊，道理上从来没有深入扎根。
But in the truth, you have never been rooted.
啊，信仰当中从来没有亲手摸到神。
And in your faith, you have never personally touched God.
他说，只要太阳一出来，你就枯干啦。
It here says that as long as the sun comes out, you will be scorched.
哦，所以我们千万不要以为啊，今天我有洗礼，我有圣灵，我有聚会，我就可以得救啊。
Don't just believe that today that just because you're baptized and you come to church that you'll be saved.
啊，在前年的时候我有机会回台湾。
And a couple, last year I went to back to Taiwan.
啊，回去的时候刚好遇到一场丧礼啊。
And when I went, I encountered a funeral.
啊，这是我堂姐夫哦，我的啊堂姐的先生离世啊。
It was the funeral of my cousin's husband.
啊，他在48岁的时候检查出脑癌啊。
When he was 48 years old, he found out that he had brain tumor.
而且啊，末期啊，所以医生说啊，大概撑不了一个月、两个月啦。
I'm sorry, he had brain cancer, and it seems it was terminal.
哦，所以啊，那个他就想说，反正我有信耶稣嘛。
And he thought that as long as I believe in Jesus.
那虽然很舍不得，但是至少可以得救吧。
And even though I don't want to let go, as long as at least I will be saved.
啊，他是一个军人哦，职业军人。
And he was a soldier.
哦，所以哦，他那个常常就是跟着那个政府调动啊，在不同的军事基地这样在移动啊。
And he often gets moved by the government to different bases.
啊，所以啊，他的时间比较紧，但是有空都会来教会。
Therefore his time is very tight, but when he has time, he comes to church.
啊，从小信主，有聚会，有圣灵。
He believes in Jesus, in God since he was young and he has the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以他想说至少得救没有问题吧。
He thought that just as long as I have this, I'll be safe.
啊，但是啊，有一天啊，在医院的时候啊。
But one day in the hospital.
啊，他啊突然看到一个异象啊。
He saw a vision.
他突然看到自己被带到天上去了。
And he saw that he was brought up slowly to heaven.
哦，他说啊，这个我知道，这个见证的时候我有听过啊。
And he thought to himself, I've heard about this.
啊，到天国就有一个大门，哦，门后有个很漂亮的地方。
When I get to heaven, there will be a big gate, and it will be very beautiful.
啊，门口有一个天使会跟我要，哎，票拿出来，哎呦，我有票。
And at the entrance of the gate, the angels will ask me for my ticket.
啊，真的吗？真的。后来就看到，哎，到了一个很漂亮的地方，前面有个大门，大门门口有个天使。
And truly, this happened. So when he went up, he saw a big gate, and there was an angel standing there.
啊，他就一摸口袋，真的掏出一张票来啊。
And he reached into his pockets, and he had a ticket.
啊，结果他就把这个票给天使了。
And so he gave the ticket to the angel.
他想说啊，今天我要回天国，回天家了。
And he said, oh, I can go back to the heavenly home today.
啊，结果天使拿那个票看了一看啊。
But the angel took a look at the ticket.
突然跟他说啊，你不能进去啊。
And told him that he can't go in.
我吓一跳啊，我从小信主洗礼得圣灵，没有犯死罪，为什么不能进去啊？
And he was startled because he had been baptized and he comes to church and he has never committed any death sins.
他就跟天使讲啊，为什么我不可以进去？
And he asked the angel, how come I can't go in?
啊，天使跟他说啊，没有灵修不准进天国啊。
And the angel said, you do not cultivate, so you can't go into heaven.
我他吓一跳啊。
And he was shocked.
啊，为什么？因为他除了在教会以外，从来不读圣经。
Because aside from coming to church and reading the Bible, he didn't read it anywhere else.
除了在教会以外，从来在家里没有祷告过。
Aside from praying in church, he didn't pray anywhere else.
哦，所以他的圣经都是啊，到教会后面拿。
And his Bible, he would just get it from the back of the church.
哦，为什么？因为没有需要啊，家里不需要有圣经啊。
Because at home he doesn't need it, he doesn't read it.
哦，所以啊，除了在教会以外，从来不读经祷告，从来没有灵修生活。
So aside from reading and praying at church, there's no cultivation.
哦，虽然有信仰，但是土很薄，根本不扎根。
Even though he has faith, the soil is very thin and it is not rooted.
哦，所以啊，天使跟他讲说，没有灵修不准进天国啊。
And the angel told him, you do not cultivate, so you cannot go into heaven.
突然吓一跳啊。
And he was shocked.
因为他一辈子以为啊，只要有洗礼，有得圣灵，有聚会，不犯罪就可以进天国啊。
Because he thought that as long as he comes to church and he has the Holy Spirit and he doesn't commit any death sins, then he can go to heaven.
啊，结果天使不让他进去啊。
But the angel did not let him in.
一把把他推下去啊。
And he pushed him down.
啊，他就从天上掉下来了。
And so he fell from the heavens.
啊，掉下来也就算了。
And since he fell, it's okay.
啊，结果啊，他说有几个黑影啊。就这样突然抓住他的四肢，把他往地底下拖啊。
But he said suddenly there's some black shadows that dragged him down to the ground.
啊，他很害怕啊，结果哇，挣脱不了啊。
And he was terrified because he could not get out of it.
啊，不知道怎么办啊。
And he didn't know what to do.
他说这时候啊，突然听到啊，教会弟兄姐妹祷告的声音啊。
And during this time he heard the prayers of the brothers and sisters.
啊，听到他的太太跟他的孩子为他祷告的声音啊。
And he heard the sound of his wife and his children praying for him.
啊，他就突然醒过来了。
And then he woke up.
啊，醒过来啊，非常害怕。害怕，全身出了一身汗呐、啊。
And when he woke up, he was terrified and he had cold sweat.
抓着他太太说啊，没有灵修不能进天国啊。
And he told his wife that if I don't cultivate, I can't go to heaven.
天使不给我进去，天使不给我进去啊。
And the angels won't let me in. The angels won't let me in.
哦，从那一天开始改变啦、啊。
And from that day he changed.
原来信仰不是那么简单呐、啊。
And he realized that faith is not so simple.
不是啊，丢到土浅地啊，哎呀，有发个芽看得到就可以啦。
It's not just that you throw the seed down, you see some sprout, that is okay.
啊，看起来像个基督徒就可以啦。
That you just seem like a Christian and it's okay.
没有啊，天使不让他进去啊。
And no, it's not true because the angels won't let him in.
从那一天开始啊，人生大改变啊。
From that day onward, he changed his life.
啊，不管刮风下雨啊，安息日一定到教会啊。
That no matter what kind of weather it was, he would come to church.
啊，因为他是脑癌哦。
Because he has brain cancer.
哦，所以啊，那个其实啊，那发作起来是很痛苦的、啊。
That when it starts up, it's really painful.
有几个安息日啊，痛到在床上打滚啊。
And there were some Sabbaths when he was in pain to the point where he was just rolling around.
啊，结果啊，他太太说啊，你今天这状况这么不好，我们在家里自己聚会就好了。
And his wife told him, today since you're in such a bad condition, let's just stay at home and hold it.
因为舍不得看他这样受苦啊。
Because she could not take his pain.
啊，结果他坚持不肯哦。
But he was determined not to.
啊，不行啊，不灵修不能进天国啊。
And he said, no, if I don't cultivate, I can't go to heaven.
哦，所以啊，在接下来的时间里面啊，在家里读经祷告。祷告听有机会就去聚会。
Therefore, in the remaining time that he had left, he spent all of the time cultivating, and if he had time, he would go to service.
因为他知道说信仰不是栽在土浅地，有发芽就可以啦。
Because he knew that faith is not just a little sprout and it would be okay.
啊，真的啊，感谢主啊！原本啊，医生说一到三个月，一到六个月，这几个月就会走的人呐、啊。
And truly thank God because the doctor only said a couple of months and he would just go.
啊，所以主耶稣又给他七年的时间啊。
The Lord Jesus Christ gave him an extra 7 years.
啊，但是七年当中啊，就是啊，跟家人的好好的过日子。
And in the 7 years that he had left, he spent it with his family.
啊，这七年当中就是好好灵修，重新建立起自己的信仰。
And in that 7 years, he used it to cultivate his faith.
啊，到七年啊，到最后要走的时候是安。很安详地离开世界啊。
And at the end of the 7 years, he peacefully left this world.
没有恐惧。
And there was no fear.
没有那种对未知对未来不知道的那种惊慌。
There is no fear and panic of what is to come.
因为他现在很知道，我知道我要进天国了。
Because he knew that he was going to heaven.
我知道这次票掏出来，我一定进去啦。
Because he knew that the moment he took out his ticket, that he would go in.
哦，所以啊，七年的时间让他真正的扎根。
That in the 7 years he truly took root.
哦，所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天要记得啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to remember.
啊，千万不要只停留在土浅地有发芽就满足啊。
And don't just remain on the surface and be sprouted.
因为这里讲说，太阳出来一照，你就死了。
Because here it says, when the sun scorches it, you will wither
away. 啊，如果信仰当中没有信仰上面没有扎根。
If your faith is not rooted.
啊，道理上面没有认识。
And you have no understanding of the truth.
啊，作为耶稣。基督没有体验。
And there's no experience in Jesus Christ.
啊，看起来好像有在聚会啊，有弟兄姐妹认识啊。
It seems as you've come to church and you know brothers and sisters.
只要今天遇到患难啊。
But today, if you encounter difficulties,
信仰遇到挑战啊。
And you encounter trials in your faith.
生命遇到选择，你要抉择了。
And when you're encountering difficulty, deciding.
啊，就是太阳一出来一照。你就死了。
When that sun comes and scorches, you will wither away.
啊，这是给我们一个警告啊。
This is a warning to all of us.
哦，所以啊，土浅的地无法得救，无法成长哦。
That not much earth is not a safe place.
啊，但是我们今天啊，常常也不是第二个问题啊。
But we are not often in this situation.
啊，我们有信仰，没有被丢在路边。
And we have faith and we have not been cast aside.
我们有好的环境，我们有好的环境，宗教教育，各式各样的训练。
We have good environment and we come to RE.
啊，我们在信仰上多年扎根，面对挑战。
And we have been in our faith for many years, and we have been rooted and faced many difficulties.
啊， 但是今天这样一样要面对，一样会面对很多的危险。
But today at the same time you will still encounter difficulties.
他说呀，我们今天要小心的，不是第一种，也不是第二种。
So today we need to be careful over not the first, but the second.
因为我们常常面对的问题都是第三种，撒在荆棘地上的信仰。
Because most of the problems we face is the third type, which is the ones that fall into the thorns.
我们看第七节啊。
Let's look at verse 7.
啊，第七节这里说有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来。把它挤住了哈，那这里讲到第三种信仰啦。
Here it talks about the third type of faith.
他说嘛，撒在好土地哦。
It fell on the good ground.
哦，有生命在里面哦。
And there is life.
但是却无法最后无法活下来，无法结果啊。
But in the end, it was unable to live and
bear fruit. 哦，所以我们今天信仰的问题在哪里
？And where is the problem in our faith?
不是没有信仰。
It is not because you have.
而是我们常常信仰无法突破。
But rather because we can't make a breakthrough in
our faith. 我们不是没有热心。
It is not that we're not fervent.
而是在信仰选择当中无法下决心。
But rather in deciding in our faith, we don't have a determination.
哦，所以今天很多基督徒一方面想拥抱神，一方面想拥抱世界。
And some Christians, they want to hold on to God, and yet at the same time hold on to the world.
以致虽然被撒在好土地当中。
And even though they fell on the good ground.
以致虽然有阳光雨水的滋润。
And even though there is the water and the sun.
以致虽然被赐予生命的种子。
And even though you have been given the seed of life.
啊，这里讲说荆棘长起来就把你掐住了。
Here it says when the thorns grow, it will choke you.
然后那这里讲说哇，荆棘会长起来啊。
And here it says the thorns will grow.
哎，不是只有你会长哦。
And it is not just you that will grow.
你是一个有生命的种子
you are a seed that has life.
很好啊，你会成长啊。
It is very good that you will grow.
阳光会照你啊。
And the sun will shine upon you.
雨会滋润你啊。
And the rain will give you a nutrient.
你会成长。
You will grow.
但是不要忘记，你不是唯一会成长的。
But don't forget that you're not the only one that is growing.
他说啊，你如果落在荆棘当中啊。
Here it says if you're among the thorns.
你成长，荆棘跟着你长。
And as you grow, the thorns will grow with you.
而且你不小心，荆棘长得比你更快。
And don't just think that because the thorns will grow faster than you.
为什么？他说荆棘把你掐住了哦。
Because here it says the thorns will choke them.
表示他比你强壮。
It means that they're stronger than you.
表示他成长的比你更快。
It means that they're growing faster than you.
表示他生命力比你更强。
It means that their strength is stronger than yours.
所以虽然你会成长。
And even though you will grow.
但是最后却被荆棘给掐死了。
But in the end you will be choked to death by the thorns.
我说呀，今天我们所选择的环境。
And here today the environments we choose to be in.
可能会影响我们的一辈子。
It may influence us our entire life.
今天我们所做的决定。
The decisions we make today.
可能会影响我们的后代子孙。
It may influence our next generation.
他说不要忘记啊，荆棘也会成长啊。
And don't forget the thorns will also grow.
如果我们不小心哦。
If we are not careful.
越长越严重，最后就把你掐死了。
And the more it grows, the more severe it is, it will choke you to death.
所以有时候我们都觉得小罪没有关系，大罪不要犯就好了。
And many times we think that small sins is okay as long as you don't commit the big sins.
我们有时候觉得啊，这个环境差一点没有关系啊，我不会被它所影响啊。
And we think that our environment is okay, we won't be influenced.
我们有时候觉得啊，朋友交不好的没有关系，好玩就好啊。
And we think that as long as we have fun, even though our friends may not be a good influence,
然后告诉我自己说、啊
okay.
有一天我可以带他信耶稣啊。
And we tell ourselves that one day we will bring them to church.
啊，却没有发觉说把自己放在那种危险当中。
But we don't realize we put ourselves in danger.
如果你长得不能比荆棘更快，
if you can't grow faster than the thorns,
你就只能死在荆棘之下。
Then you will die among the thorns.
我说呀，这里是圣经里面给我们一个警告啊。
Here is a warning given to us by the Bible.
荆棘也会长。
The thorns will also grow.
长得可能比你更快。
It may even grow faster than you.
环境也会改变。
The environment might change.
如果改变不在你的控制之下，你就完蛋啊。
If this change is not under your control, then you are in trouble.
哦，所以呀，不要把自己刻意的放在荆棘地上啊。
Therefore, we should not put ourselves among the thorns.
那这个荆棘地到底指的是什么呢？
And what is this?Thorns implicate too.
我们来看一下路加福音的第八章哦。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章的第十四节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来呀、啊。在这里啊，主耶稣已经告诉我们了。
And here Jesus Christ tells us.
他说哇，什么叫做荆棘
？What is the thorns？
什么样的人被撒在荆棘地当中
？What are the type of people who are fell among the thorns？
你是有信仰的人。
You are a person who has faith。
你是有生命的人。
You are a person who has life。
你是有机会、有恩典的人。
You are a person who has a chance to.
但是到最后为什么不能结出属灵的果子
？But why is it that in the end you cannot bear any spiritual fruit？
为什么信仰路走到最后只有枯干
？Why is it that in the end of your journey of faith that you're just withered away？
为什么今天没有办法体验神？
Why is it that you cannot experience God today?
为什么信仰没有力量，非常软弱？
How come is that you have no such weak faith?
我为什么非常喜爱世界，拼命想追求钱财？
Why is it that you love the world and pursue after wealth?
那这是告诉我们说啊，人生遇到荆棘地的三大个原因啊。
And here tells us the three reasons, the three big reasons why you encounter thorns in your life.
那在这里讲说，第一个就是今生的忧虑啊。
Here it talks about the riches of this world. The cares.
The cares of this world. 第一个就是啊，今天你对人生充满了忧虑。
And it is the cares that you have to the world.
为什么忧虑会变成荆棘？
Why is it that this care become a thorn?
为什么忧虑会掐死你的信仰？
Why is it that this worry chokes your faith to death?
因为你担心的太多。
Because you worry too much.
因为你试图掌握太多。
Because you hold on to the world too much.
因为你想把你人生的道路全部都预算在你的手中。
Because you want to put everything in your own hands.
而当你想要把人生的路全部铺好。
When you want to lay everything down, lay down the road for your life.
你自然为将来，为以后花尽了无数的心思啊。
And you put much thought into your future.
我说有人讲说人生啊是烦恼不完的。
And some people say life is a constant worry.
我们小时候啊烦恼有一天要长大。
And when we're young,
怎么都长不大啊。
And when we're young, we worry about never growing up.
啊那个小长大之后啊烦恼要读书。
And after you grow up, you worry about school.
啊怎么每次考试都当掉。
And how is it that I fail at test every time?
啊终于熬过了学校了的烦恼要找工作。
And you finally overcome the school and now you have to find a job.
以前读书不努力，现在找不到工作。
And before you didn't work hard in school, so you can't find a job now.
好，终于找到工作了，现在烦恼找不到老婆。
And you finally find a job now, you have to worry about not finding a wife.
因为不读，因为没有努力读书，所以工作找得不好啊，女孩子不要。
And because you didn't work hard in school, you didn't find a good job, no girls want you.
啊，好不容易终于找到一个愿意嫁给你的。
And when you finally find someone who wants to marry you,
啊，烦恼要不要小孩？
And there is a worry of do you want children?
啊，经济不好，养不起。
And the finance is not good, so we can't raise one.
啊，小孩长大变坏怎么办？
And if the child grows up to be bad, what to do?
所以啊，烦恼要不要小孩？好，终于选择要小孩了。
Therefore, when you worry of whether to have a child or not, you finally decide to have one.
老板同意让你生两个啊。
And the boss agrees to let you have two.
啊，那生了小孩，烦恼小孩的教育。
And when the child is born, you worry about the education.
啊，开始烦恼说小孩怎么都长不大啊。
And you finally and you start to worry how come the child is not growing up.
啊，小孩以后读书的学费哪里？
And where does the money come from for the school?
哇，糟糕，小孩以后啊，如果要结婚了，嫁妆哪里来？
And what if the child one day grows up and they need to marry? Where do you get the money for?
啊，他可能才六岁啊。
And they may only be six.
啊，所以啊，有时候啊，你这人生当中充满了烦恼啊。
Therefore, many times in our life we have many worries.
啊，充满了烦恼怎么办？你只好拼命的努力去累积啊。
And you have worries, therefore you work so hard.You work your hardest to accumulate.
啊，有一次我遇到一个弟兄哦。
And one time I encountered a brother.
啊，这弟兄已经七十几岁了。
His brother was already 70 years old.
七十几岁啊，还在打工啊。
And he was 70 years old and he was still working.
啊，你说如果说生活真的很苦也就算了啊。
And if you say that life is very bitter, then it's okay.
人家他已经有好几栋房子了呢。
But he already had many houses.
啊，但是啊，住得很可怜啊。
But he lived very pitifully.
啊，住在客厅啊，住在自己家里的客厅啊。
He lived in the living room of his own house.
啊，那为什么每个房间全部租出去啦？
And the reason was because he rented out every room.
啊，吃饭都吃酱瓜，咸菜。
He ate pickled vegetables.
啊，谢谢啊。啊，所以啊，那个吃的也很简单啊。
And he ate very simply.
啊，不是为了健康，为了省钱啊。
And it wasn't because it was for his health, but rather to save money.
所以一开始啊，我一直觉得说这个弟兄怎么过得这么惨。
And at first I wondered why is he living so pitifully.
我还跟负责人讲说啊，负责人说啊，我们要不要帮助他？
And I even talked to the board members, should we not help him?
啊，结果啊，那个负责人跟我讲，传道，那个房子是他的。
But the board members told me, Pastor, the house belongs to him.
我说他的房子为什么过得这么惨呢？
And I said, it is his house, then why is he living so pitifully?
他说他还有另外一间。
And they said he has another house.
啊，他太太住那里一样惨。
And his wife lives there, and she's also very pitiful.
啊，两个都住在客厅的那个行军床上啊。
And they both live on the couch in the living room.
那七十几岁耶。
And they're in their 70s.
啊，所以有一次我就问他，忍不住我就问他啦。
So one time I couldn't take it anymore, and I asked him.
我说哇，那个老弟兄，你都活到这个年纪了，你这么努力做什么啊？
And I asked him, brother, you lived for so long, why do you work so hard now?
我说我不行啊，我的人生目标就是孩子一人一栋房屋啊。
And he said, no, I can't stop because my goal is so that each of my children have a house.
啊，现在还差一栋啊。
And there is still one missing.
哇，所以我还要努力啊，我要再努力啊，再拼一下啊。
And so I need to work hard and to work hard for them.
我想跟他讲说，那你当初生那么多干嘛？
And I wanted to ask him, why did you have so many children?
你生一个不就没事了吗？
And if you had one, then wouldn't that be no problem?
现在早就凉凉的去度假啦。
And then now you would be able to go on vacation.
所以有时候啊，父母亲为孩子忧虑是正常。
And at times, for parents to worry about their children is normal.
啊，但是人生当中如果只剩下忧虑，叫做可悲。
But if your life is only left with worries, then this is very pitiful.
如果你想要掌握你人生的每一刻
，If you want to grab hold of every second of
life, 如果你想要控制你人生的未来
，If you want to control your future,
他说到最后你只是被忧虑烦恼淹没而已啊。
Then in the end, you will be controlled by this worry.
他说你人要思考啊。
And so we need to think about.
他说除了我们人要努力以外
，Aside from having to work hard,
是的，你要努力，是的，你要计划未来。
It is true, you need to work hard.You need to plan the future.
啊，但是如果你的一切计划当中没有神跟你同在
，But if your planning does not have God with you,
你的努力、你的计划到最后可能都只是成为一场空而已。
Your worries and all your plans will be just empty.
我们来看雅各书的第四章啊。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章的第十三节啊。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
十三节。
13.
他说嗨你们有话说今日明日我们要到某城里去在那里住一年做买卖得利十四节、
14.
啊，其实明天如何你们还不知道你们的生命是什么呢你们原来是一片云雾出现少时就不见了十五节、
15.
啊，你们只当说主若愿意我们就可以活着也可以做这事或做那事第十六节、
16.
现今你们尽你张狂夸口凡这样夸口都是恶哦、所以在这里啊雅各长老告诉我们哦
Here Elder, John,、Elder James tells us
他说你的人生到底是什么
What is your life?
他说好像云雾一样啊
It is just like a vapor
你的计划你的未来你一切的准备就像云雾一样啊
All your plans and all the preparations you make is like a vapor
他说如果神不愿意啊风一吹你就一无所有啊
If the Lord does not will it then if the wind blows it will just go away
所以人要不要努力
Therefore do we need to work hard
人要努力
It is true we do need to work hard
人要不要计划
Do men need to plan?
人需要计划。
Yes, we do need to plan.
啊，但是人要不要完全信靠自己
？But does a man need to completely trust in himself?
你完全靠自己，你人生就是一个失望。
If you completely trust in yourself, then your life will be a failure.
你说啊，你现在拼命工作，拼命存钱，要让你孩子上最好的大学。
And you say today that you work so hard so that your children can go to the best schools.
谁跟你保证你的孩子一定能够长到大，能够进大学
who can guarantee you that your child will grow up and go to college?
每天，每天，全世界有多少孩子没有长大的
？And every day there is many, many children who don't grow up.
你为你的未来做打算，你说我退休之后我要有多少钱，我要过什么样的生活
？And you have all these plans of when you retire and how you will live your life.
谁保证你一定能够活到那个时候
？And who can guarantee you that you will even live to that age?
每天有多少人今天晚上躺下去，隔天早上就没有起来了
？And how many people out there that go to sleep but don't wake up in the morning?
所以不是不要努力
，And so it doesn't mean that we don't need to work hard.
而是不要被这些无止境的烦恼给压垮了。
But rather, we shouldn't be overcome by all of these worries.
我说、啊、到最后，人要学习信靠神。
So in the end, we need to learn to rely on God.
人要学习交托。
We need to learn to give it all to God.
人在努力当中要知道还有一个在上的主。
That although we work hard, we need to know that there is a God in heaven.
所以啊，你的努力当中，你要求神能够帮助你带领你的脚步。
That in your efforts, you need to ask the Lord to guide your steps.
所以啊，你虽然忙碌，但是不会忧愁。
And even though you may be busy, you will not have any worries.
你虽然有很多的目标，但是你不会被思虑所淹没。
And even though you may have many goals, you may not be burdened down by all these worries.
因为当你有烦恼不完的未来
，Because when you have a future that is there's constant worries.
你就对信仰越来越遥远啊。
Then you will be farther and farther away from your faith.
哦，所以有一次我去看一个老弟兄啊。
And so one time I went to see a brother.
也是啊，非常拼命努力工作啊。
And he's also worked very hard.
啊，我就跟他讲说啊，那个有机会哦，要多来，因为他不来教会，我说有机会你要来教会啊。
And I told him when you have the chance, you should come to church.
啊，他跟我说什么
？And you know what he told me?
赚钱都来不及了，谁有时间去教会啊
？He said I don't have time to make money. Who has the time to go to church?
教会是没事的年轻人去的。
And church is for those youth who don't have anything to do.
啊，不是，他说教会是没事的老人去的啊。
And I mean, I'm sorry, he meant church is for the old people who have nothing to do.
我想说你已经七十多了。
And I was thinking you're already 70 years old.
不是没事，你不是老人，谁老人啊
？And if you're not an old person, then who is?
他已经七十多了，七十五六了。
And he's already in his mid-70s.
但是他说啊，教会是没事的老人去的。
But he said church is for those old people who don't have anything to do.
赚钱都来不及了，谁要去教会啊
？I don't have time to make. I don't have enough time to make money, and how do I have time to go to church?
有时候觉得说啊，这样的人生很可悲啊。
And many times I think this type of life is very pitiful.
他有充满了忧虑，他还在盘算自己退休的生活。
He was full of worries, and he was worrying about his retirement.
我说你七十五了，你还在计划你的退休，你的人生退休计划
？And I was thinking you're already in your mid-70s, and you're still planning your retirement. 你应该十年前就开始享受了吧？ You should have been retired 10 years ago.
想不通，想不开啊。
And he couldn't, he just had, couldn't think it through.
充满了忧虑，放不下。
He was full of worries and he couldn't put it down.
所以虽然非常的富有。
And even though he was extremely wealthy.
但是跟儿女的关系不好。
But his relationship with his children were bad.
虽然非常的富有。
Even though he was wealthy.
人生却不能够吃喝享受。
He could not enjoy life.
虽然非常的富有。
Even though he was wealthy.
但是啊，工作忙碌，离神非常遥远啊。
But his work was very busy and it was so far away from God.
充满了忧虑的人生。
And this is a life full of worry.
所以这种人生，你说就算你拥有再多，有什么意思呢？
This type of life, even though you have everything, what does that even mean?
我们看马太福音的第六章哦。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第二十五节
，verse 25，
马太福音的六章二十五节
，Matthew chapter 6 verse 25。
啊，他说，所以我告诉你们呐、啊，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？二十六节
，26，
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它。你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？第二十七节
，27，
你们哪一个能用思虑使岁数多加一刻，或让身量多加一轴呢？啊，在这里啊，也是给我们的一个提醒啊。
And here is also a reminder to all of us.
主耶稣希望我们能够明白生命当中到底什么才是重要的。
And Jesus wants us to understand what is truly important in life.
所以很多人讲啊，我们用时间来换取财富。
Many people say we exchange time for wealth.
然后等到以后再来烦恼时间的不够。
And in the
再来悲叹时间的逝去啊。
At the end, then you worry about how there's not enough time and all the time wasted.
我们耗费了一生的健康来获取财富。
And we sacrifice our entire life, our health for wealth.
然后再用这个财富想办法得回我们的健康。
And then we try to use this wealth to try to get back our health.
所以有时候我在读者文摘上面啊 ，Reader's Digest 读者文摘读到一篇文章，
yeah,
一个故事哦。
One time I was reading a Reader's Digest.
他说啊，有一个功成名就的银行家。
And he said there was a banker.
哇，终于啊，哇，十几年没有休过假，终于啊，忙里偷闲的啊，度了一个小假。
And it had been 10 years and he had not taken one vacation and finally he had one.
哦，所以啊，他就啊坐飞机啊到那个什么 Fiji 的海岸啊去享受最美的风光啊。
And so he took a plane to Fiji to see the beautiful island.
啊，结果他看到一个年轻人在那里冲浪啊。
And over there he saw a youth surfing.
啊，他就啊那个好为人师，喜欢教导别人的那种毛病就跑出来了。
And he had this need to try to teach this.
啊，就跑去跟那个年轻人讲话啊。
And so he went to talk to the youth.
他说啊，年轻人啊，你在这里做什么啊
？And he said, young man, what are you doing here?
我说来这里啊，晒太阳冲浪啊。
And he says, I'm here to get a tan and have some surf.
他说啊，年轻人不要浪费光阴。
And he said, young man, don't waste the time.
你要努力读书，好好工作。
You need to study hard and work hard.
啊，那个年轻人就看着笑笑，他说，那努力工作，用功读书，努力工作，然后呢
？And the youth asked him, what do I do after all that?
你就会啊找到好工作啊，然后啊能够赚很多的钱。
Then you will have find a good job and you will have a lot of money.
啊，他说那然后呢
？And the youth asked, and after that?
他说你赚很多的钱，你就会生活富裕，人生成功，像我一样啊。
And after you have earned so much money, you will have a good life and you will have a lot of money.
他说那再然后呢？你像你这么成功，这么好的人，这么成功的人，然后呢
？And the youth said, then after that, what do I do just like you?
他说像我这么成功富有的人，我就可以在这里海滩。晒太阳。
Then at the end, I will just be like you who can come to the church, to the beach.
那年轻人想想说，我现在已经在这样做了。
And the youth said, I already am doing this.
所以不是跟我们年轻人讲说不要努力啊。
So we don't tell the youth not to work hard.
人生要努力。
And in our life, we need to work
hard. 但是你要看透人生的本相。
But we need to see through life.
你充满了这种追求思虑，你到底是为了什么？
When you're full of all these pursuits, what is it for?
你到底最终想要去哪里？
Where do you want to go in the end?
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，人生交托在神的手中啊。
So here it says the life is in the hands of God.
你只要尽力尽本分，剩下就是神的事情啦。
As long as you put in all your effort, you try your best.
所以人生要不要忧虑？
So in our life, do we need to worry?
你觉得你需不需要忧虑？
Do you think you need to worry?
讲了半天，到底要不要忧虑？
And after speaking for so long, do you need to worry?
要，千万要忧虑。
And of course, you do need to worry.
忧虑什么？
What do you need to worry?
我们再看一次啊。
Let's look at it again.
我们看回来路加福音的第八章哦。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
要不要忧虑啊？
And do we need to worry?
他说走开以后被 今生的忧虑啊。
It is that after you leave, you have the worries of the world.
所以在这里，主耶稣叫你放下的是什么？
And what is it that Jesus Christ wants us to put down?
放下的是世界上财富成就的忧虑啊。
So that we can put down all the pleasures of this world.
啊，但是有一样东西不要放掉啊。
There is one thing we cannot put down.
你要对将来永生要忧虑啊。
We need to worry about our eternal life.
主耶稣只叫你今生不要忧虑今生的东西哦。
And Jesus only said, do not worry for this world.
你不要连来世的东西一起都不忧虑啦。
Don't forget about to worry about the future and eternal life. And the pastor said, don't need to worry.
所以我就稀里糊涂的快快乐乐过一生啊。
So I just live my life happily.
啊进天国啊那个不要忧虑啊。
And going to heaven, that I don't need to worry.
啊进耶稣啊不要忧虑啊。
And to go to heaven, I don't need to worry.
啊要审判啊不要忧虑啊。
And when there's judgment, I don't need to worry.
啊能进就进不能进就算了。
And if I go in, I go in. If I don't, I go.
如果这样你就完蛋了。
If it is like this, then you are in trouble.
要不要忧虑？
And do you need to worry?
今生的事不要太过忧虑啊。
In this world, there's you don't need to worry.
那主耶稣已经跟你讲了，你能够用你的忧虑让你再多活一秒钟吗？
And Jesus said, can you use your worry to live a little longer?
没有啦，该走就走啦。时间到就走啦。
And when it's time to go, you just it's go.
但是啊，我走了以后去哪里，这个你要忧虑啦。
But once you are gone, where do you go? That is what you need to worry.
我说人啊，如果到最后陷进无尽的黑暗当中
，If in your life and you end in darkness,
忙碌了一辈子，但是眼睛一闭，不知道自己要去哪里。
You work so hard in your life that when you close your eyes, you don't know where to go.
请问你要怎么办
？And I ask you, what can you do?
要不要忧虑
？Do you need to worry?
要。
You do.
为永生而忧虑。
We need to worry about our eternal life.
为将来来努力。
We need to work hard for the future.
我说呀，主耶稣只叫你今生的事物不要忧虑。但是未来的事情，将来的永生，你要努力啊。
Jesus said only do not worry about this world and materials of this world,
rather
worry for your eternal life.
这才是真正有价值的。
This is something that is truly valuable.
这才是真正值得我们去思考的。
This is something that is something for us to think about.
所以今天一个人世上忧虑太多，就不想到永生。
Therefore, if a person worries too much of this world, then they will not worry about their eternal life.
世上忧虑太多，就没有办法成长。
When you have too many worries in this world, there is no room to grow.
你就被荆棘挤住了。
Then you will be choked by the throne.
所以这是第一个、哦、
And this is the first one.
第二个这里讲到说啊，今生的忧虑跟钱财啊。
And the cares of this world and riches.
啊，又讲到钱财了、哦、
And here it talks about riches again.
你会发现说话奇怪，在纽约啊，怎么一天到晚在讲钱财啊
？And you think why is it that in New York Church we always talk about wealth？
啊，因为有时候哦，生活环境的压力使我们陷入对钱财疯狂的追求啊。
Because of theenvironment that we are constantly seeking after wealth.
那有时候我看一些教会的信徒哦。
And sometimes I look at the members in the church.
我可以是很理解为什么你们这么拼命赚钱。
I can truly understand why you work so hard for money.
因为你们当初苦过吓到了，当初的生活的很苦，苦到最后你很害怕啊。
Because you were you were scarred by all of the bitter life that you lived.
哦，当初在国内生活很苦啊。
The life that you lived in your in the native country is very bitter.
经过千辛万苦来到美国这个机会之地，拼命啊
！That through all the hard work, you finally come to America, where there's a land of opportunities.
但是明明今天你已经生活有余了，为什么还过得这么苦啊
？That when you have finally achieved a life of comfort, why is it that you still live so bitterly?
那个时候有时候是一种以前累积的习惯，使你今天没办法脱离啊。
Many times this is because of habit that you cannot just get rid of the habit.
我还记得当我那个我。我搬来这里我租了一个地方啊。
I remember when I first moved here and we rented a place.
然后那时候我就请了几个弟兄姐妹到家里来坐坐哦。
And I asked some members to come over.
你知道吗？有些那个弟兄姐妹到我家的第一个反应是什么
？And do you know what the first reaction was when they came over?
传道你很浪费耶。
And they said, Pastor, you're very wasteful.
很浪费啊，对不起，为什么很浪费
？And I apologize. Why is it that I'm so wasteful?
他说传道你这样子不可以哦。
And they said, Pastor, you can't do this.
你为什么有客厅
？Why is it that you have a living room?
客厅很浪费。
And living room is very wasteful.
你看这里隔开可以放四个。
And you see, if you separate, you can have four beds.
一个床位250到300，你一个月就1000。
And each bed would be about 250, and you, in a month you would
have 1000. 传道你也浪费耶。
And I said, Pastor, you're very wasteful.
你居然还有书房。
That you have a book for a library.
我说这个是书房兼小孩的玩具间呐，您让我有个空间吧。
And I said, this library is for the kids to play in.
哦，传道你也浪费，你知道这个书房可以隔多少位置吗
？And they said, Pastor, you're very wasteful. Do you know how much you can make from this just this room?
哇，很有爱心，帮我算一算，算我一个月可以。可以赚多少啊
？And they had a lot of love, and they calculated how much I could earn in that month.
他说啊，传道啊，其实我告诉你哦。
And they said, Pastor, I tell you.
其实你们全家四个人，一个房间就够了。
And your whole family, one room is good enough.
多的都是浪费。
And the four of you, and the more is a waste.
哦，有时候我会觉得说啊，真的有需要过到这样子吗？
And many times I think, is this truly necessary?
这是真正人生的需要，还是我们已经变成一种习惯？
Is it truly a necessity of life, or is it that we have developed a habit?
真正要拼命赚钱，赚到没时间陪孩子，没时间陪太太吗？
Do we truly use all of our time to work that we don't have time to spend with our children?
是真正你生命有缺乏，还是只是纯粹很爱钱？
Is it truly that you have lack in your life, or is it that you don't know what to do?
我说呀，在这里啊，讲到说什么？说第二个把你掐死的荆棘就是财富的追求啊。
So the second thing that will choke you is the riches.
今天如果你真的很缺乏，
So today if you truly are lacking,
你生活没有办法过下去，你国内有很多人你要寄钱去养。
And you cannot live your life well, and you need to send money back home.
我只能说我帮你祷告，求主耶稣帮你开路啊。
Only say that I'll pray for you and ask the Lord to open a way for you.
啊，但是如果你今天已经不是那种状况了。
But today, if you're not under that circumstance.
老纽约了，早就已经很习惯了，那个什么，床底下都塞现金的。
And you've already been in New York for so long that you put cash under your bed.
为什么你还是要拿自己的身体，拿自己的健康这样去拼呢？
Why is it that you use your health to work so hard?
为什么活得这么不快乐呢？
Why is it that you live life so unhappily?
为什么工作得这么痛苦呢？
Why do you work so hard?
工作时间很长，身体非常疲倦，回家跟先生吵架。
And in your work you work so hard and it's so tiring, and that when you go home you still argue with your spouse.
而工作时间长，生活压力大，看到孩子就生气。
And in your life you have so much worries and stress that when you see your children you just yell at them.
没有时间陪家人。
You have no time to spend with your family.
没有时间照顾孩子。
You have no time to take care of
your
children.
请问你这些努力到底是为了什么？
And I ask you, you work so hard, what is it for?
我们来看一下，传道书哈。
Now let's look at Ecclesiastes.
我们看传道书的第四章哦。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书第四章啊。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
第七节
Verse 7.
传道书的四章第七节啊
Verse 7.
他说啊，我又转念啊，见日光之下有一件虚空的事啊，第八节
Verse 8.
他说有人孤单无儿无子无兄，竟劳碌不息，眼目不以钱财为足，他说我劳劳碌碌刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁啊？这也是虚空，这也是极重的劳苦啊。所以弟兄姐妹啊，
So dear brothers and sisters,
你的人生到底在为什么努力？
What is it that you're truly working for in your
life? 你来到美国追求的价值到底是什么？
What is the value of coming to America?
你到神面前到底你还剩下多少？
You come before the Lord and what do you have left?
因为当有一天你要闭上眼睛，
Because one day you will close your eyes.
你要带走什么？
And what can you bring with you?
有一天你要面对审判，
And one day you will face judgment.
你能够呈现什么？
And what can you bring before the Lord?
而到最后你要面对神的审问，
And in the end you will be questioned by God.
请问你要回答什么人生？
And I ask you, what can you answer for your life.
他说哇，神要把你称一称，看你人生的重量有多少啊。
It says God will weigh you and see how much you're worth.
你说我有房子两栋。
And you say you have two houses.
主耶稣跟你讲在哪里啊？没有，天国没有，没有看到。
The Lord ask you, where is it? We don't see it in heaven.
你说我银行百万。
And you say I have millions in my bank.
对不起啊，你那个 Chase Bank 天国没有分号。
And I'm sorry, there is no bank in heaven.
你说我车子三台。
And you say you have three cars.
BMW 什么都有。
And they're all brand cars.
你说对不起啊，我们看到没有，看到没有，都有翅膀的，我们不需要。
And they say we have wings, we don't need it.
所以你会发觉说啊，你所努力的一切啊，在天国非常的无知啊。
And you realize that all the things you work hard is in it's valueless in heaven.
所以啊，上一次啊，陈传道来的时候，那个从那个上次灵恩会陈传道来的时候，
so、
有讲了一个故事。
When we had a spiritual convocation, Pastor Chen.
他说哇，有一个人呐、啊，拼命工作，然后把所有的钱全部换成那个金条嘛，对不对？
He told a story about a person who worked so hard, and he exchanged all of his money into gold bars.
因为啊，那个货币会贬值啊，金条啊，恒久远啊。
Because money,
金条可以保值嘛，黄金保值嘛。
And you can keep the gold bars.
所以他说啊，我就是要全部换成金子，我要把金子带上天国。
And he exchanged all of his money into gold bars, and he wanted to bring it to heaven with him.
说啊，这个故事说啊，这个有钱人死了，把他的那个背了一包的金子到天国啊。
And it says that in the end, this person died, and he took all of his gold with him to heaven.
结果天使说，哎，你背这一包是什么啊？
And the angel asked him, what is this bag full of?
这是我一辈子的价值。
And he says, this is my entire value of my life.
天使就给他看一下啊。
And the angel took a look.
喂，你带地砖上来干嘛？
And the angel said, why did you bring bricks?
为什么天国的土地天国地板都是黄金铺的、啊、
Because the heaven is paved with gold.
他说天使说、哎、你带一堆地砖上来干嘛？
And the angels ask, why did you bring brick?
为什么没有价值啊？
Because it has no value.
只能铺地板而已啊。
And it can only be paved for gold.
所以你今天人生一辈子努力的财富累积的所有，到底在天国有多大的价值？
Therefore, all of the things that you work hard for and you have accumulated is truly valuable in heaven.
其实人啊，你说一开始就非常贪心、非常爱钱的不多。信徒啦
and,
不多
and members there are many who are very greedy who work hard
有时候我们只希望有更好的生活
many times we just hope for a better life
我们只希望提供给家人更好的环境
we just hope to provide a better environment
只是一个很单纯的信念而已
and this is a very simple concept
啊但是如果我们不小心啊
but if we're not careful
他说人的欲望是没有办法填止填止境的
the desires of man cannot be fulfilled
好、啊、说你一开始只是想要多一点给家人好一点
and at first you just hope to provide a better life for your family
啊但是有时候啊在这种欲望当中逐渐偏离神的道啊！
But in the end, through this desire, you stray from the Lord.
抓了一把，还要一把。
That you grab onto one hand and you want even more.
两手都有，还要看着树上的。
And when both your hands are full, you still look up into the.
哦，到最后就是什么？拼命往里面塞啊，到时候塞到都不会走路啊。
That in the end, you just stuff everything and.On your person, and that you can't even move.
啊，所以啊，有时候人就是这样被财物给抓住了。
And many times we are grabbed onto by all the materialistic things.
啊，所以保罗告诉我们啊。
And so Paul tells us.
保罗说，贪财是万恶之根呐、啊。
And money is the root of all evil.
啊，你说，哎，这个有这么严重吗
？And so is it truly this severe?
其实不是钱的问题。
It is not the problem of money.
是心的问题啊，心变了。
But rather it is our heart that has changed.
你从这个从贪财入门，从贪财开始到你啊，只认钱不认神呐、啊。
From the beginning, you only wanted just a little money, but in the end, you don't even know God.
啊，不是你没有，不是你缺乏。
It is not that you lack anything.
而是因为你贪他，你爱他。
But rather that you pursue it and you love it.
你爱钱超过爱你的家人。
And you love money more than your family members.
你爱钱超过你的信仰。
You love money more than your faith.
你甚至有的人爱钱超过自己的生命啊。
And some people even love money more than their life.
哇，那个领完钱被抢匪抢啊。
And after they have gotten the money, they get robbed.
要钱没有，要命一条。
And if you want money, I don't have any, but you can have my life.
宁愿不要命，也要守着自己的钱啊。
They'd rather sacrifice their life than give over the money.
那、啊、这到底是什么？这是一种病。
And this is a sickness.
这种是一种心灵上的疾病。
And this is a sickness in your heart.
这是一种心灵上欲望的无止境啊。
And this is an emptiness in your heart.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要谨慎啊。
So today we need to be alert.
不是不能赚钱，不是不能工作。
It is not that we can't work hard and work.
而是不要陷入到无止境的欲望当中啊。
But rather we shouldn't be, fall into this trap of emptiness.
如果一个人的心不会满足
，If a person's heart cannot be satisfied,
给你再多你都是贫穷的。
And I give you as much as I can, you're still poor.
啊，但是如果一个人今天良心那个心灵满足啦
，But if a person is content,
啊，看到自己的家人觉得开心
，And they see their family members and they're happy.
看到自己的孩子觉得有盼望
，And they look at their children and they think there's hope.
虽然生活拥有的不多
，And even though they don't have much,
啊，但是学会感恩，学会珍惜
，But they learn to give thanks.
啊，虽然自己的太太不是最漂亮
，And even though their wife is not the prettiest,
哎，但是啊，人家煮饭好吃啊
，But she cooks very well.
啊，还会捶背耶
，And she even massages.
这种太太去哪里找
？And this type of wife, where can you find one？
啊，如果她不会捶背也没有关系啊
，And even if they can't do massages, it's okay.
啊，你要帮她捶背啊，当做练习啊
，And you can massage them until it's practice.
哎，说不定就这样就找到新工作啦
，And you may even find a new job.
啊，所以啊，今天不是你拥有多少的问题啊
，So today it is not a problem of how much you have，
而是你看不看得见你生活的美、生活的恩的问题啊
，Rather if you see your life as something beautiful.
对一个懂得享懂得感恩、懂得享受的人，环境再恶劣都能够寻找它的美的地方。
No matter how bad the environment, they can always find something beautiful.
啊，作为一个不懂得知足的人
，For a person who don't know how to enjoy life,
给你再好的环境，你都看到它最丑的地方。
No matter how good of an environment I give you, will always find something bad about it.
永远不快乐。
And you will never be happy.
啊，所以我们都听过一个故事啊。
And so we've all heard of a story.
我说有一个老太太啊
，That there is an old lady.
永远都很痛苦啊。
And she was always suffering.
为什么
？Why is it？
因为她的一个儿子。儿子啊是盖房子的
，because one of her sons is, builds houses。
另外一个儿子啊是卖雨伞的
，and her other son sells umbrellas。
哦，所以啊，今天如果大太阳啊，他就很痛苦啊。
So today if there's a big sun, she's very suffering。
完蛋啊，我的儿子雨伞要卖给谁啊
？And oh no, what can my son sell the umbrellas to？
哦，今天如果下大雨了
，and if the rain is very big，
糟糕啦，我那孩子啊工程要停了，可能要赔钱呐、啊。
and I'm
房子那个工程要停啊。
And, oh no, my son who builds houses, his factory has to stop.
哦，所以有些人就是这样子啊，人生怎么样都不快乐啊。
And some people are like this, no matter what, their life is not very happy.
我以前一个同事就是这样啊。
And I had a coworker who was like that.
他非常喜欢玩股票。
And he really likes stocks.
他的先生非常有钱哦，先生非常有钱。
And her wife was, her husband was very wealthy.
哦，所以啊，他的先生说，你尽量玩股票啊，输赢没关系，你尽量玩，很有钱啊。
And she said you can just play with stocks however you want.
啊，但是呢，他每天来上班啊，都很痛苦啊。
But every day they would come to work very pitifully.
啊，为什么每天来上班就在讲股票
？Because every day they would just talk about stocks.
股票如果跌得非常痛苦啊。
And if the stocks fell, she was very in pain.
为什么全部都跌到我的
？And why is it that every one of the stocks that fell were mine?
股票如果涨了，她更痛苦啊。
And if the stocks grew, she would be even more pain.
捶心肝，为什么我昨天没有多买一点
？And why is it that I didn't buy even more yesterday?
啊，所以啊，我那时候很没有爱心啊，我就问她。
And during that time, I didn't have much love, so I asked her.
我就跟她讲说啊，你这种人生啊，你活着干什么
？What kind of a life are you living? What are you living for?
非常富有啊。
You're extremely wealthy.
先生非常对她非常好啊。
And your husband is so good to you.
但是每天活在地狱里。
Every day you live in hell.
为什么不知足？不知足。
And why? It is because she was not content.
所以一个人如果不知足
，So if a person doesn't know how to be content,
他就是真正的贫乏人，穷人呐。
And they are truly a poor person.
哎，但是如果一个人懂得感恩
，But if a person knows how to give thanks,
欣赏所拥有的，为所拥有的一切感到快乐
，They find joy in everything that they have.
常常觉得神对他非常的好
，And they often feel that God is good to them.
他说这样的人不管拥有多少，他都是有钱人、富足人、快乐的人啊。
This type of person, no matter how much they have, they'll be a good persona happy person.
所以你是穷人吗
？So are you a poor person?
还是你是一个富有的人
？Are you a wealthy person?
他在这里讲说啊，当你不断的追求财富啊
，Here it says if you constantly pursue after wealth.
然后到最后啊，渐渐偏离神的道
，Then you will slowly depart from God.
啊，不断的争取虚空，追求虚空
，And you will just pursue after air.
啊，到最后两手空空面对神
，And in the end you just come before the Lord with two empty hands.
他说啊，你就被荆棘挤住了，你就活你被荆就没办法成长了。
And here it says you will be choked by the thorn, you will not be able to grow.
那第三呢、啊，我们看回来路加福音的。第八章哦。
And the third one, let's turn back to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter
8. 第十四节啊。
Verse 14.
路加福音的第八章十四节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 14.
他说那落在荆棘里的就是人听见了这道走开以后被今生的思虑、钱财以及厌乐给挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来啊！我们刚刚讲过啊，这个信仰人生三大问题啊。
So earlier we talked about in our faith, there's three big problems.
他说啊，你被荆棘挤住了。
Here it says you've been choked by the thorns.
你有信仰。
You have faith.
你认识神。
And you know God.
你懂道理。
And you know the truth.
不代表你一定长得起来。
That doesn't mean that you will grow.
如果你掉在荆棘地当中。
And if you fall among the thorns.
如果你身旁的环境不好。
If your environment is
not good. 你可能如果你成长速度太慢。
If your growth is too slow.
他说。荆棘长起来就把你掐住了。
The thorns will grow and choke you.
啊，怎么掐住你呢
？And how will it choke you？
让你对世界上有烦恼不完的未来。
It will choke you so that you have constant worries about the
world. 因为烦恼不完，只好不断的追求。
Because there's endless worries you constantly pursue after.
啊，让你对钱财有无止境的欲望。
So that you have all this endless pursuit of money.
给你拥有再多，你都觉得不够。
And no matter how much is given to you, you never think it's enough.
啊，第三这里讲说啊，你被厌乐给挤住了、啊。
And here the third one says you are choked by the pleasures of life.
那、啊、你说哇、啊，那个厌乐怎么会把我挤住呢
and you say how can the pleasures of life choke me?
那什么叫做厌乐
？And what are the pleasures of life?
厌乐就是追求感官上 sensation 哦，感官上的享受啊。
And pleasures of life is someone who seeks after sensation.
他说哇、啊，一个人呐、啊，如果不断的在追求感觉啊
，If a person constantly seeks after sensation,
他说哇、啊，那这追求的过程当中就会被挤住，就会死掉啊。
In the process of pursuit, they will choke it.
啊，所以我们现今的世代就是这样。
And so this new generation is like
尤其是年轻的世代
especially the youth
啊，追求什么？我感觉好啊
and they pursue after what they find good
让我开心啊
as long as I'm happy
我喜欢就可以啊
as long as I like it is okay
哦，所以啊，一切都是人本以我为中心啊
we put ourselves first
哦，所以啊，今天教会要求太多
and today the church requires too much
今天信仰规矩太大
and there is too many rules and faith
年轻人说推翻吧推翻吧这是老一代的东西
and the youth say this is just for the older generation we don't need to follow
唱诗唱我让我高兴不是唱让神喜悦的、啊。
And hymns is for me to please myself, not for God to be
pleased. 哦，所以啊，如果我喜欢一些音乐哦
，If I like some sort of music，
哇、哦啊，重金属啦，叮叮当当，这是我喜欢的。
All types of different music.
啊 ，metal, heavy metal 哦
，There's heavy metal.、
啊、很简单呐、啊，把那些有骂人的脏话拿掉啊，放入神呐、啊、爱啦、感谢主啦，哦，马上变成圣乐啦。
And you take out all the bad bad words and you just insert words of love and becomes a hymn.
你今天有时候啊，你到那个基督教书房去听听看啊。
And one day when you go to other churches and you listen to
Christian bookstore,
if you go to a Christian bookstore,
你去听听最近流行的一些所谓的圣乐啊。
If you listen to the Christian music of recent,
你如果不要听它的内容
，if you don't listen to the content,
你把神啊、爱啦、啊、感谢主拿掉哈、
哦。And if you take out God and you take out love and you take out the things,
温柔的听起来就是什么？外面的那个爱来爱去的流行音乐啊。
And it is just like a popular music.
哇，那个很有节奏的，听起来就是什么？外面的 heavy metal 啊。重金属啊
！Ones that have many very heavy rhythm is just like heavy metal.
啊，但是呢，现今的人只是说我的感觉好，我喜欢就可以啦。
But nowadays people just as long as they're happy and as long as they like.
对我的信仰有没有帮助？那个不重要啊。
Whether or not it is helpful for my faith is not
important. 我喜欢，我感觉好，我这是我要的。
I like it and it is good for me and I want it.
这叫做厌乐啊。
This is called pleasures of life.
感官的追求啊。
And this is a life of sensation.
自我本位的信仰啊。
You value yourself before God.
啊，我喜欢，我就要这个。
As long as I like it, I want it.
所以你看啊，现在教会的音乐侍奉一直在偏啊。
And nowadays the music in church has deviated.
不是在问说啊，到底什么样的圣乐能够使人带来心灵上的洗涤跟更新。
It is not whether you ask if this type of music will give peace and comfort to the
people listening to it. 而是把我在外面世界上想要但是不好意思拿的，全部改头换面。重新包装
but rather it is just repackaging of what you want from the world and repackaging it in the way that
贴上一个信仰的标签，我就用的良心平安啦、啊。
And you use this type of music and you try to comfort yourself.
是不是现在基督教界就是这样
？And this is the isn't the Christian churches like this now?
是不是我们所看到的新世代就是这样做的
？Isn't this what the new generation is doing?
这就叫做厌乐啊。
And this is called the pleasures of life.
不断的追求感觉。
They constantly pursue after sensation.
哦，怎么样感觉好就应该要怎么追求。
And、as long as you feel good, then you will pursue it.
他说啊，你就被这种欲望给挤住了、啊。
And here it says you will be choked by this type of pleasures.
啊，你在侍奉当中可以离神越来越远的。
In your servitude, you can be farther and farther away from God.
因为你不是在侍奉神啊。
Because you're not serving God.
你在侍奉你心中的偶像啊。
You are serving the idol in your heart.
偶像是谁？
And who is the idol?
偶像就是你自己啊。
And the idol is yourself.
因为你的信仰不是以神为中心。
Because your faith is not God-centered.
你的侍奉不是问神要什么。
And your servitude is not whether what God
wants. 你所在意的只是我感觉好不好。
Your servitude is whether or not you feel good.
你不在乎会对教会造成什么影响。
And you don't care, and you don't care about what influence it will bring to church.
你只在意我的感官能不能得到满足。
You only worry about if you would be satisfied.
哦，所以这就是厌乐的追求啊。
And this is called the pleasures of life.
所以现今的人啊，常常啊，总是觉得说啊，人生你只活一次而已啊。
And people nowadays they think life is only once.
那真的、啊，你在美国的社会文化就是这样啊。
And
you only live once, 你只活一次啊。Might as well, 就是干脆就好好的放纵吧。
And American culture is that you only live once, you might as well.
所以生活上放纵。
So you just let everything go in your life.
信仰上也放纵。
And you.Let loose in your faith too.
只追求感觉。
And you only pursue after sensation.
啊，今天有感觉，我爱耶稣。
And today you have you have a feeling that you love God.
啊，今天没有感觉，我换教会。
But if I don't have any feelings, then I will change my church.
这叫做本位的信仰啊，
And、
自我本位的信仰。
This is called a person who has who puts himself.
我说以西结书里面啊，神在责备以色列人啊。
So、in the book of Ezekiel, God rebukes the Israelites.
你如果仔细看它的内容哦。
If you look at the content.
他说以西结书里面很多人来神殿里拜神啊。
There are many people who come to the temple of the Lord.
献祭给神啊。
They offer sacrifice.
啊，但是啊，神说啊，我不收他们的祭物啊。
But God says I don't accept their sacrifice.
为什么？神说啊，他们不是来拜我的啊。
And God says they don't come to worship me.
啊，他们虽然来到圣殿，他们虽然在拜神啊。
And even though they come to the temple and they worship God.
神说他们早就把假神接到心中了。
That they have already early on accepted the false idols in
their heart. 早就只用自己喜欢的方式来拜神。
They've already used their own method to worship God.
按照自己的喜好，按照自己的高兴。
That they do according to what they're like.
所以神说、啊、他们不是拜我，他们是拜自己心中的偶像。
That they're not worshiping me, but rather they're worshiping the idols in their heart.
心中的假神。
It is the false idols in their heart.
所以我们今天要谨慎啊。
So today we need to be alert.
信仰的路不是你爱怎么走就怎么走的。
The journey of faith is not just however we want it to walk.
侍奉的路不是以你喜欢什么，你的高兴什么来决定的、啊。
The journey of servitude is not based on how we want it.
啊，要不然你可能侍奉越久，越得神的愤，越惹神的愤怒啊。
Otherwise, the longer you serve, the more anger you will rouse in God.
啊，所以啊，在撒迦利亚书里面讲啊，在马拉基书里面讲啊。
And so the book of Malachi says.
神说啊，不要再献祭了。
That don't offer sacrifice anymore.
为什么？你越献祭，我越讨厌你啊。
Because the more sacrifice you offer, the more I hate.
不要有一天啊，神出现跟你讲哦，神出声音跟你讲啊。
And don't let it be that one day God comes to you.
我跟你讲说啊，不要再做圣工了，你越做圣工，我越讨厌你啊。
That don't do servitude, don't serve me anymore. Because the more you serve me, the more I despise you.
为什么？你都按照你的喜好，按照你的高兴来拜神啊。
And why is it? Is because you just use your own methods to serve God.
我说你不是在拜我，你是拜你心中的假神啊。
And you're not worshiping me, but rather worshiping the false idols in your heart.
所以第三哦，第三个信仰上的大危机。
So the third warning.
就是士师记里面的国中没有王任个人任意而行啊。
It is during the time of the judges when everybody did according to their own will.
我们以为这里的宴乐讲的是什么吃吃喝喝出去玩啊，不是的。
And we think the pleasures of this life is just enjoying life.
哦，不是这个问题啊。
This is not a problem.
问题在于你放纵自己。
But it is just letting go of yourself.
问题在于你都自我本位，你以自己为中心。
The problem is you put yourself before anybody
else. 问题在于你的信仰都是以你高兴为准。
The problem is you put yourself before anybody else.
这才叫做真正的宴乐，真正的放纵吗？
And this is called the true pleasures of life, and you let yourself
go. 哦，所以我们今天在神的面前侍奉哦。
So today we come before the Lord to serve.
要记得啊，信仰不是你想怎么样。
We need to think.That we need to know that faith is not according to what we want.
侍奉不是你想怎么做。
Our servitude is not based on what we want to do.
要不然在侍奉当中，可能啊，越离神越来越远啊。
Otherwise, you would be farther and farther away from God.
啊，作为我们今天的一个警惕啊。
So this is a warning to all of us.
他说啊，不要被荆棘把你有生命的种子给掐死啊。
That we should not let the thorn choke the life out of us.
你是有生命的。
And we have life.
你是有恩典的。
And we have blessing.
你是有盼望的。
And we have hope.
你是神所期望长大成人能够永有力量的教会柱石啊！
We are the future pillars of the church that God hopes to grow.
所以，如果今天你被丢到荆棘当中
，So today we are thrown among the thorns.
是的，有时候生活当中有困难，是的，有时候环境当中不很恶劣啊。
And yes, your life will be hard, and yes, your life will be difficult.
是的，你可能有时候觉得自己被丢到荆棘里面啊。
And yes, it will be like you are thrown into the thorns.
环境不好怎么办
？And when your environment is not good, what do you do?
超越啊
！And you overcome it.
遇到患难怎么办
？And when youencounter difficulties,
突破啊、
what do you do? And you break through it.
荆棘掐你怎么办
And when the thorns choke you, what do you do?
你长得比它快啊
And then grow before, faster than it.
你只要长得比荆棘强壮
If you grow stronger than the thorns.
你只要长得比荆棘更有生命力
If you have more strength than the thorns.
你只要长得比荆棘更快
If you grow faster than the thorns.
荆棘地就不再是问题啦
Then the ground of thorns will not be a problem.
所以环境不是问题
So environment is not an issue.
内在的生命才是问题
The life inside is what is the most important.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们啦、啊、
So may the Lord help us all.
我们生在这个混乱的世界里面
That we live in this chaotic world.
我们生在被撒在荆棘地当中
That we have been thrown into the ground of thorns.
让我们充满生命力
That we can have this life.
让我们充满神的恩典
So that we can be filled with the blessings of the Lord.
让我们快速的成长
So that we can grow very fast.
能够成为神家中的栋梁
So that we can becomefuture pillars in the house of God.
突破荆棘地
So that we can overcome this ground of thorns.
成为神家有用的人
So that we can be useful in the house of God.
我们一起来唱诗
And let's all rise up and sing.
119首
119.
结束的祷告
And now we're going to make a concluding prayer.
祷告当中特别为一些身体欠安、信仰软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告
And our prayer we ask to,For everyone to pray for those who are spiritually weak and physically weak.
我们特别为 Ada 姐妹祷告、哦、
And we especially pray for Sister Ada.
她前天、应该是前天了、感谢主哦、顺利生下一个、baby、哦、一个女孩、叫什么女婴、女生的 baby、真难讲
she gave birth to a baby girl、
我还没有看到照片呢听说很白很可爱、哦、不过妈妈讲的每个都很白很可爱、哦那但是啊，她昨天、晚上有跟我联络、哦
But thank God that she gave birth. But last night she contacted me.
她说感谢主啦，她就生产一切顺利哦。
And she said thank God the birthing went well.
但是不知道为什么，她就是全身都痛，全身都会痛哦。
But for some unknown reason, her whole body hurts.
当然她没有跟我讲很多，就是请大家帮忙祷告哦。
And she didn't tell me much, but she asked everyone to pray for her.
所以我们在祷告当中特别纪念她。
And in our prayer, let's all remember her.
让她能够赶快恢复。
So that she can recover.
也为我们自己祷告。
And we all pray for ourselves.
在这个充满征战的信仰路程当中。
In this hectic, busy lifestyle that we have.
能够靠主得胜。
That we can rely on God to become victorious.
能够成长茁壮。
So that we can grow and become victorious.
能够突破困境。
So that we can break through all the difficulties.
并且最后能够成功。
And in the end, we can be victorious.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.